Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Touch them all, Gil. Or Jill. See, I always mess it up. See, start with Gil. Great start to the week here. That's the way things have been going around here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic with you. Gil Gallant nailing the... I'm glad you put him on the spot, Sam, because... Again, it was one of those dude, these NFL Sundays are brutal. It's every time without fail. If there's a team or a couple of teams that I'm like, I like them. That was my first instinct, but I end up talking my way. That's a lot of points to lay in the NFL right now. That's a lot of points. It is terrible, terrible decisions on me, but good one there. Gil hits a 35-1 3-leg touchdown parlay on the show on Friday. So we were hearing from a bunch of listeners and viewers yesterday that ended up tailing that one. On this Monday morning, you know what we do. We're going to break down Monday Night Football in about 20 minutes. Case of the Mondays, Monday morning market moves, college football, NFL, Monday moons, a lot of regular spots. Jason Lockenfora will be with us 10 a.m. Eastern time right here on BetSweats, the BetMGM network. A lot of times when we have so many games to choose from, Sam, like, okay, what are we going to start with? What are we going to start with? And then it's like, as a whole, Sunday sucked. Like, the results were bad, but also, like, the games were, like, in the afternoon. I don't think I've watched less NFL on a Sunday all season long. Just, like, it was on, but I was like... Okay, I mean, these are all decided. There wasn't a game to watch in the afternoon. You'd really have to be stretching. I think the best game of the day was the international game. How was your NFL Sunday?
My Sunday was different because my parents were here, and they were excited to watch the Bears game, which was in the early slate. So we watched that on the 4 box, and we'll talk about the Bears game in a second because Chicagoans can never just have nice things. It just has to be overshoot. It has to be insanity. It has to be, we haven't seen this type of clutchness since Michael Jordan. And I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Just see, stop. I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that at all. I think you're paying too much attention to the Catman or something because he's going the top looking for views.
I will show you text during the break. I'm in four different threads and they get more insane every game because they beat the 2-7 Giants. Caleb Williams is now as clutch as Michael Jordan. And I just can't. I can't. It turns me into a hater. But anyways, so get through the early slate. And I didn't have any bets on the afternoon games. I only made 2 bets yesterday, sidewise, and they both lost. Oh, great. Luckily, I hit a 35-1 parlay, thanks to Gilles. That was nice. Maybe we should just parlay touchdowns. Like, that's what we do. Jersey, Jerry, Gilles, just do that. So I didn't have money on Rams-Niners. Rams-Niners had no bets. No bets on Lions Commanders and no bets on Cardinals and Seahawks. So we watched a movie because my parents hadn't seen the movie Saturday Night, which is a behind-the-scenes look at the first episode of Saturday Night Live. It's a movie that Netflix made, and they hadn't seen it, so we watched that. So halfway through the movie, I just check my phone. I'm like, oh, let's see what's going on in the games. Blowout, blowout, blowout. I'm like, oh, good thing I didn't bet any dogs. Good thing I didn't chase with any unders, because that's usually what I do. Mm-hmm. No, nope. Favorite and over, favorite and over, favorite and over in all three afternoon games.
You didn't miss anything. You know what? Let's start. We don't usually go this route, but let's start with what was most exciting this weekend. I'd rather talk about that. The NFL games blew. They blew. When you were on the air yesterday, that was kind of exciting, the overtime game with Indy and Atlanta, which we can get to. But we had two awesome Big Ten games. So why not go there? I mean, we spent so much time on Iowa, Oregon, and it was funny. The end came down exactly how we told people it was going to be. We knew it was going to be a one-score game. It was probably going to come down to the field goal. It's going to be dark at Kinnick, bad weather, all those conditions thrown in the wash, and maybe it was the result, the team walking off with a winning field goal in the last second that people didn't expect. But that was an awesome game, and of course, Penn State-Indiana was awesome. But let's do Iowa-Oregon because we spent more time on that one. 261 rushing yards for the Ducks. Wasn't expecting that. Dominated on the ground, and they did a great job defensively on the ground. When the Hawkeyes get that touchdown to take the lead late, you think that's it, and then you've got to give the Ducks credit. And I kept thinking back to the conversation that we had multiple times throughout the week. How tough is this Oregon team? And Sam, I walked away from that game, both of us winners on that, so we don't mind talking about that one either. It was fair. I don't know about fairly obvious, but it was clear in the back half of that fourth quarter, okay, Iowa's going to cover this game in some way. But the toughness conversation, I walked away from that game thinking, you know what? I think this Oregon team, at least on Saturday night, was tougher than we thought.
And they did it without their two best playmakers in the receiver room, right? DeCorian Moore gets ruled out. Shadiq, their tight end, did not play. He was trying. He was warming up on the sideline, doing shuffle drills. He's their Brock Bowers. He's their 6'3", 240-pound tight end. First-round pick. He didn't play. Oregon also was without its right tackle. So we got a couple texts on Saturday morning that the injuries were bad at Oregon. And it turned out, right around kickoff, oh, wow, they're without wide receiver one, their first-round pick at tight end, and their starting right tackle. And that line came down to Oregon minus -4. Mm-hmm. And Oregon, at some point, was leading, was it 9-2? Something like that.
That is like, just, this, yeah.
This is such an Iowa game. Oh, there's the safety because the Iowa long snapper snaps it over the punter's head in the rain. I'm like, this is Iowa football. But I'll give Gronowski credit, man. They moved the ball a couple of times. Nobody was expecting deep passes, and he hit two of them at massive points in the game, and then the running touchdown at the end. But look, Oregon, you know, I was leaning into the soft thing because Jeff was getting so pissed this week. Jeff, I was like, well, you guys are soft. You're just soft. They're definitely not soft. They're certainly well coached, and they are making the college football playoff, the Oregon Ducks.
Yes, correct. Gronowski, did you notice he was doing the 6-7 thing when he scored that touchdown right away? It made me laugh. Indiana, Penn State. In the moment, Joel Klatt said, that was the best catch of the year. Joel, you could have gone further than that. Unbelievable play. And around this time of the year, when the award is up for grabs, you always talk about Heisman moment, Heisman moment. The numbers weren't great for the game at Penn State for Mendoza, but that drive, which started with a sack, and then he goes 87 yards, certainly felt like a Heisman moment, even though the Heisman play was made by his receiver.
He didn't play like a Heisman a lot in that game, but he finished like the Heisman Trophy winner. That's an incredible throw. Given all the circumstances, given the undefeated season on the line, that's an unbelievable play. And the crazy part about that throw, he got freaking drilled as he let go of it. Because Penn State was bringing the house on that final drive. They were sending everybody. Yep. And Penn State still has NFL guys on defense. We know that. They just can't tackle, which is wild. But man, that throw. And I selfishly, hand up, I was rooting for Indiana to not make that play because I've got Ty Simpson. And yes. I'm like, oh. And the worst part about that moment for me, again, selfishly, after Gus Johnson was like, touchdown, touchdown.
Dude, I don't even know what he was saying.
I don't either. But then the very last part, the very last part of the call was, give him the Heisman. I'm like, damn it. Damn it. He's right.
I know.
Current odds right now at BetMGM, Julian Sayin, Fernando Mendoza, both $1.75. Then it's Ty Simpson, $5.50, Marcel Reed, $7.50. Incredible throw. You said, I believe 5 weeks ago, 10 toes down, Penn State will lose six straight. That was loss number six in a row for Penn State.
Oh, I forgot about that. I wish that was a prop. Yeah, I would have bet on that one for sure. Six in a row. Maybe it continued. I mean, after a loss like that, see, maybe some people would say, see, there's fight there. They've got something. They'll get them next week. I don't know. Does it get more deflating than that?
No.
And that was the first home game since the Franklin firing. You have that, and then you're so close against Indiana, handing them the first loss of the year, and then you end up losing again. Those two college games, those two Big Ten games were awesome to watch. NFL, you hinted at it. Let's talk about the Bears, the 6-3 Bears. Things keep going their way. I'm not mad about it. This is what happens in this league from time to time. If Jackson Dart finishes that game, the Bears are 5-4 instead of 6-3. But he didn't. He gets concussed. Something that everybody around the league has been talking about. It. He needs to be more careful when he's running, but he's not. And so he's concussed, does not finish the game. We don't know about how long he's going to be missing. But the Bears find a way. Caleb finds a way. And something Ben Johnson keeps talking about is like, you know what? He covers me. Because of his mobility, he covers me. And Caleb led him in the very end, even though many of his receivers couldn't hold on to the football all day.
I don't know how it's happening. It's every week with this team. And you give them credit. And I saw this tweet. I screen grabbed it for this very conversation. This is not my thought. This is somebody else that we love and respect. Joe Osborne from Covers at JTFOZ, 4:10 p.m. Sunday. The Bears are the biggest fraud the NFL has seen in a very long time.
Nah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, we always see one.
I don't know about that. I certainly don't think this team is making a playoff run. But they got the juice right now, man. They keep finding ways in the fourth quarter. Granted, against bad teams, but they keep winning. And if you would have told the Chicago Bears fan that after nine games, they'd be 6-3 and have the same record as the Detroit Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, man. Like, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, I don't know about a playoff run either. But getting there would be an incredible accomplishment. Year two of Caleb, year one of Ben Johnson. He didn't even have his dudes there yet. Yeah, it was a nice win. Giants aren't very good, and they found a way to blow a 10-point lead against another team. That is the fourth time it's happened this year. Fourth time where they've led by 10, and they end up losing. Chicago, Denver, New Orleans, and Dallas. Those are your four teams. Survivor got interesting, to say the least. Like, here am I in a number of my spots. I'm thinking, all right, I got a big advantage here. A lot of people have already used the Buffalo Bills. I save them, and I get them as the biggest favorite of the day. You warned me about this spot. Oh, they were awful. Oh, they were. That's the worst game I've ever seen Josh Allen play, at least since his rookie year. He was terrible. James Cook was terrible. They kept turning it over once they would pass the 50. Just an awful performance out of Buffalo after taking down KC last week, divisional matchup. So Miami wins handily, 30-13. I think the game was a little bit closer than that score. And then another surprise. Once I realized that Carolina in some pools was going to be the most popular team, I'm like, oh, no, you can't take Carolina. For the 11th straight time, Sam, Panthers are favored. Panthers lose outright. They haven't won as a favorite since 2021.
Don't know how people were using Panthers in Survivor. no idea how that was even a thought, because we have discussed this trend now for a couple weeks about Carolina as a favorite. I remember asking you Friday, would you ever risk your survivor on the Carolina Panthers? And you were like,
and that's when I took them all out. I don't think so. I had like 2 out of 10 on them, and then I removed them.
Some trends just pay the rent. Even though Jimmy Vaccaro told me a long time ago, trends don't pay the rent, kid. Mm-hmm. 11-0 if you faded the Carolina Panthers as a favorite. Back to the Bills for a second. Didn't have a bet on the game, but I've got Bills AFC East in a lot of ways. Don't think that's happening. Patriots win again. Drake May looks unbelievable. He's he's maybe going to win the MVP of this league. Patriots minus 210 to win the East. Bills plus 170.
Did you see the updated MVP numbers this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Co-favorites. Drake May, Matthew Stafford. Not Josh Allen, not Patrick Mahomes. Drake May, Matthew Stafford. Darnold's in the mix at 10-1. Jonathan Taylor in the mix as the top three favorite. 6-1.
Oh. Stafford. 4 touchdowns again. No picks.
3 straight games. He's done that. It's easy. 4 touchdowns. No interceptions. All right. Monday Night Football plays are next. We'll continue to break down what happened in the NFL. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, so the Monday is 20 minutes from now, and we will continue to break down more of what happened yesterday across the NFL and over the weekend in college football as well. Monday morning, Mark and Moses, we'll do that in the 10 a.m. Eastern hour. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Sam on X at SP Shoot. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski. Sam was just sending me some of the texts that he was receiving. Absolutely ridiculous. You do need to leave conversation sometimes. Sometimes you do.
I can't leave that thread because that's the fantasy football thread, which I also lost yesterday. I had 131 points with my ragtag team of scraps, and I went down because I faced Jonathan Taylor yesterday, who had 50 points in fantasy. So I can't leave the thread. It's my fantasy thread with people I adore and I grew up with, and I can't leave. So as I'm getting throttled in fantasy, I'm dealing with, Caleb Williams and Michael Jordan have the same clutch gene conversation. And I'm just like, I hate my life right now. I hate it. Can't leave. No exit ramp.
You could leave. You could leave. If it's bothering you, I got to go. You can come back.
Just every
I need every a break,
win,
bro.
Every win. You know, every win we got to do this. We got to. And you were like, there's no way anybody's saying that. Oh, yeah. And then that was just part of the thread that I sent you. And then everybody starts piling on. I'm a hater because I bring up the Giants are 2-7 and we need to all chill. Then I'm the hater. So I'm just like, all right, I'll just stop responding because I don't need it.
Yeah. And then you'll also be the hater if these wins turn into losses when they go to Minnesota, they go to Philly, they go to Green Bay, they go to San Francisco. All that's coming up. You know, you had the Packers twice in 3 weeks. All of that is coming up. But if they lose and you bring it up like, hey, man, no, you can't do that. Now you're being negative. It's weird how it is now. People don't want to hear reality at all. It's like if you're bringing up what is about a fair and balanced point, like people don't want to hear it. Like, nope, it's opposite of how I feel right now. You're on that BS. No, it's just the reality of the situation. You have to look at. I don't even want to start with this.
If I was a Bears fan, I'd be excited.
But you also can't ignore Dart had 2 rushing touchdowns in that game. If he's out there, there's a high probability that they win. Last week, if Burrow's out there instead of Flacco, the Bengals are probably winning that game. You lost to the backup to Lamar. Like, 3 straight weeks now. In pivotal moments, you're going against backup quarterbacks. And before that, it was Rattler, right? Like, we just had a month of football where you've played pretty much garbage at that position. All right, we'll see. We'll see moving up. But, hey, Minnesota doesn't look that great, man. They look very beatable. If you put pressure on McCarthy, and then after that, you got Pittsburgh. Rodgers doesn't look very good either. So this might continue for a couple more weeks, and then down the road, they do face some tougher teams.
Odds to win the NFC North, Lions +105, Packers +115. We'll talk about the Packers in a second. They play Philly, of course. Mm-hmm. Bears 10-1, and the Vikings are 40-1 now. I had Minnesota yesterday +4.5. My Sunday started fine.
So did I.
After a 3-1 Saturday, I did really well. Saturday was awesome for me. And then I made 2 big bets on Sunday. Vikings against the Ravens, and then Bucks against the Pats. And they both started 7-0 in my favor. And I'm like, all right, let's go. And then I don't know what that was in Minnesota. McCarthy, I don't want to say stinks, but maybe he does. Just awful. To wrap up the Bears conversation, I mean, if you want to play this game, you can. I'm not going to do it because I don't think it's totally fair, but CeeDee Lamb gets hurt in the Cowboy game. They block a field goal at the end of the Raiders game. The Commanders fumble in the rain. The Saints turned it over 5 times. You had the miracle to Loveland. And then Dart gets hurt against the Giants. You win all 6 of those games because you get all the breaks. Now, a lesser team doesn't capitalize. You know, good teams find ways. And maybe this is a relatively good football team. I'm not willing to get crazy and say ridiculous stuff. But to be 6-3 after everything that fan base has been through in the last how many years since the double doink, I would be excited as a Bears fan. But I would also just temper your expectations because this team is going to get blown out in the playoffs eventually. It will happen.
But that's okay. If they get there, I think that's an achievement. There are certain teams. New England, If they get there, isn't that an achievement this year?
100%.
So, yeah, they're with a new coach. Here's what we're seeing. And you're right. Going down that list, I don't know that it's totally fair because it feels like you're removing credit from those victories when you don't want to do that. You never apologize for wins in this league. I'm totally on board with that idea. But what you're seeing with Vrabel and Ben Johnson is, oh, when you're good at the other stuff, when the head coach is an advantage for you in most weeks, a lot of those losses turn into wins. One score games, you look at the good coaches, they have an excellent record for a reason. In close games, they're going to find a way. They're going to give your team those little edges to help you win the game. So I think that is really the big takeaway. And I think it is it pertains to both Chicago and New England, among some other teams. And
yeah,
if you
got to be excited.
Yeah.
Got to be excited about the quarterback and the coach in both New England and in Chicago. That's two straight weeks where the Bears are down and Caleb Williams makes the plays. I will give him full credit. The throw against the Bengals, the run against the Giants, he made those things happen, and he deserves full credit.
Man, Travion Henderson is fast, dude. He's so fast. They clocked him at one of his touchdowns at 22 miles per hour. 22. If you've ever gone 11 on a treadmill, which is trucking, double it. Like, that's what he was going. And he had the ability in that last touchdown to look to the sideline as May is saying, go down, go down. Like, nah, go get that touchdown, kid. It was a pretty cool moment. They didn't want to play him a ton earlier for pass blocking situations, but he's getting his time now. And boy, did he shine along with many New England Patriots. They go on the road and they win by margin against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs were 2.5-point favorites, and New England goes down there and wins. So for everybody that was saying, soft schedule, fair. Well, yesterday was certainly an impressive one. And now they're 5-0 on the road, too. Seven straight wins, 5-0 on the road, 8-2 on the season. All right, let's get to Monday Night Football. Very excited. Because I got somebody's Fubo account info, so I think I'll be able to actually watch this game tonight because we still have the standoff. Are you going to watch?
I can't watch. I'm not leaving my house either. I had a long weekend. No. I might go to sleep at 7 o'clock tonight.
You might have dinner at 4:30?
Yeah, I'll be on the snowbird pattern, having dinner at 4:30. Been a long weekend. A lot of Jameson.
What a good one.
Got a good number. Right? Oh, it was a great weekend. Got a good number on Philly. If you followed our show, we were talking about 2.5 on Friday, and now Green Bay is a 1-point favorite. Holy cow. Now, some of that stuff is injury related, of course, for the Packers, but you know, this number opened 3 on the look ahead, and when they reopened it, I believe Westgate put a 2.5 up there. Yeah. No, they did it. They did a 3 minus 120 on Philly. So they opened Green Bay minus 3 even money. And it's just been kind of chipped and chipped and chipped away. Now you sit Packers minus 1. I have a couple contest entries where I've got Eagles plus 2.5. I feel good with those. I'm not going to really do anything else. I think we made a good bet, good pick. And now you just kind of see what happens. The totals come up a little bit. 44.5 to 45.5, but definitely a move on the Eagles from 2.5 down to 1 at multiple places.
Also on the Eagles, we talked about this late last week, but I would warn you, with the way that things have been going in the NFL for me, maybe that you don't want to be aligned with me. Maybe you want to go on the other side. It's been rough, man, but we are on the same side as the money. That's clear as it's dropped down to Green Bay minus 1. The total has not budged at all. We've been sitting 45.5 since the look ahead. So this total is pretty locked in. Green Bay, it's not only Kraft. So what is going on with these other receivers? You have Matthew Golden, who's been a weapon of late. He's listed as questionable. Wicks is questionable. Savion Williams is questionable. I mean, it's not a big deal with Wicks and Williams, but those are other receivers. You know, without Kraft and maybe without Golden, you would need those guys to step up, and who knows how many of them are going to be available. The only healthy receivers you have right now are Christian Watson, surprisingly, and Dobbs. So keep an eye on that one. On the Eagles side, the last time we saw them, they were very impressive. It was their season high in yardage, points, and first downs. It's exactly what we were waiting on. Week 8 before their Week 9 bye, when we saw them, it was phenomenal. And you wonder, okay, is this them turning the corner? They add a number of players that are somewhat can be somewhat impactful for this team. Jalen Phillips, Jair Alexander is out. They also had Michael Carter in the secondary and Tank Bigsby, who had over 100 yards before that bye. So I'm looking at this Eagles team. I'm thinking, okay, most impressive outings the last time we saw them. Now they've got 15 days between games. Overall, probably a really good thing. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, is this the game where we start to see Saquon look like Saquon of last year? The prop is 76.5. I thought it would be a bit higher based on him going for over 150 last game, extra rest. It's not like it's a complete shutdown Packers rush defense. 76.5, I thought that was interesting. And both Saquon and Hurts are plus money for anytime touchdowns, both at that plus 105 number. Sam, that certainly got my attention because obviously we're high on the Eagles. If the Eagles are winning this game, there's a good chance Barkley and or Hurts are scoring.
I think you'll see a lot of that tonight. You'll see people parlay Barkley and Hurts to score plus 400 you could do. That'll be probably pretty popular. As always, I await the room on a primetime game because I had the same thought. One of those guys is going to score. And before I make a bet, Paul will just tell me who the room is betting, and then I'll bet the other guy. That's kind of how I feel about it. Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown, by the way, minus 150 at BetMGM, if you're interested in laying minus 150 on a guy to score a touchdown. I think Hurts is a better bet in this spot, plus 15. It's been really challenging for the Packers at the point of attack since they got rid of Kenny Clark, believe it or not. Oh, you get rid of your best run stopper. Now the middle is open. Now the one-yard run is open, the two-yard run. And that's tush-push category. That's sort of where I'm at. If I had to pick one player to build a parlay around, it would be Jalen Hurts. But again, I would like to confirm that Jalen Hurts anytime is not in the room. Because if it's in the room, maybe time to push the button and abort mission.
I think it will be in the room. What do you think?
It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Barkley or Hurts.
Yeah, it's like, which Packers are going to be in the room? Jacobs, you brought him up. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. But I don't know, is there going to be a Jordan Love prop? I'm not sure. I think it's going to be a lot of Eagles. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll find out about that coming up. You've mentioned in the past ChatGPT very well with the predictions. Did you take a look?
For the ChatGPT tonight?
The final score. Yeah. All right.
No, did you ask it? You asked the robot?
Yes. I asked the robot, what is the final score going to be tonight, Monday Night Football? And the bot is telling us Eagles and over. Eagles 29, Packers 24.
So, the room in the NFL... NFL room sides 2-2. Final leg for the room.
Wait, Eagles am I wrong?
Plus 2.5.
I had what did I miss? I had 3-1.
Loss on the Bucks, lost on the Bills. One on the Lions, one on the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're right. I miscalculated on one of those. All right, I hope the room has a winning week.
Won in college.
They did win. They did win, but the two most popular were L's.
Yeah, and Vanderbilt minus 6.5 got home in overtime.
Dude. Yeah, if you're on Auburn, you're playing that angled new coach. Like, I totally get it. You were covering. You were on the right side. That's just a bad loss to take there. You can't get the plus 6.5 to cover.
This actually makes me feel a little bit better because I went 3-3 this weekend with my college and pro bets. And then, the room won in both sports, maybe. Oh, that makes sense.
Of course. Yeah.
Bartender, 2-0. Bartender hit them both.
Yeah, it doesn't help me feel any better about my performance in the NFL. But yeah, college, that certainly saved things over the weekend where we are as a show. And I saw like buddy Andy Molitor. He was very happy with what he saw on the tip sheet because it helped him with Collins, not something that he covers throughout the week. Case of the Mondays, what bothered us from over the weekend. On the other side, this is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Joe O'Sammy P, Case of the Mondays. What bothered us from over the weekend? Could be sports, could be betting, could be something completely off the radar which we want to put a spotlight on. All right, Sam, aside from being late to work because of the snow that nobody talked about over the last few days, what gives you a case of the Mondays?
I wasn't late to work. I'm on time with a smile on my face. About you.
Dude, I gotta tell you, when I did not want to be here, when I woke up, I'm like, "Oh, we gotta do this." I gotta study up on what exactly we saw in that garbage football all day in the National Football League, and try to. We don't fake it like, oh, it was a great day. It was funny. I was watching. Oh, what a bunch of exciting games. The league trying to sell it to you on NFL Network or like last night on NBC. I'm like, the game sucked today. Why are we trying to sugarcoat it? It was bad.
Yeah, I looked just now at my pick fives, and I'm a dog player, as everybody knows. Right. The only dog that got home from me was the Giants, +4.5. That's the only one. Vikings, nope. Steelers, nope. And yeah. I fully expect to lose the Eagles tonight, +2.5. But
me too.
You're right. I mean, this was one of those mornings where, and I had a great weekend, you know, personally. Like, parents are here, you know, they're getting up there. So to have them here in my house is very nice. It's very refreshing. And, you know, they left this morning. They were lugging their suitcases around the house at 5 a.m. because they, you know, they had to take the first flight out. So after the weekend that we had, a lot of partying, a lot of drinking, a lot of good times. And then it's like 5 a.m, bang, 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 bang. Suitcases are getting lugged and dragged around the first floor and all that. It's, so I'm like, you know, I'm in bed like, ah, you know, you wake up, you're like, the Germans are coming, right? Like, that's what it sounds like in my house with all the suitcases and all that. It was one of those mornings, though, where I stood in the shower. You know when you stand in the shower and you just put your hand on the wall and just.
Uh-huh.
That was me this morning. And I was like, you know, in my younger days when I was a young producer, I would just. I'm not really feeling that well today. Let me text Dave Ennett, right?
Stick. Maybe what would you say?
Maybe I'll call Paul and just be like, Paul, I'm not feeling it today. I'm not going to make it.
But Me too, Sam. Me too.
Yeah. 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 You ever have that morning where you just want to take the router outside and punt it 40 yards? I'm like, I just take this router and drop kick it. I literally can't work today, but we are here. Here's my case of the Mondays. I feel like such a fossil in the NFL because I continue to grind out sides and I think I make good bets and get good numbers and then I just lose. And then I got buddies who hit touchdown parlays like they're going out of style, you know. And we gave one out. We Stockton and Maloned it with Gilles, who delivered, you know. We felt like Stockton, you and I, and, you know, he's Malone. He's the one scoring, and Duncan, because he's the one that gave us the players. And that was nice to be a part of that. But I had a buddy who was down bad. Like, he was down $2,000 or whatever on NFL sides. And he sends me a bet slip. And it's a bailout, right? Like, he's got the money. Like, this is the last 100 in his account. And he decided he was going to do a 16 parlay in the afternoon slate. And these never win. If I did it, forget it, right? He parlayed Rams in the over, Lions in the over, Seahawks in the over, 41-1. So he's down 2 racks from the day, you know? And he's like, well, I'll just do this parlay. And I'm thinking to myself, don't do it. But he's already done it. It's like, I see the confirmation number on the slip. It's already in. And without any doubt, just turns 100 into 4,100. And now from being down 2,000 to up 2,000 with like the worst betting style. Yeah. But like, sometimes it's that easy, I guess. I mean, that's not how I roll, but who am I? I mean, who am I to say something? Because I didn't make money yesterday in the NFL. I lost my 2 biggest bets, as I've said. And like, I don't know. It does make me really think about this space and how people bet. Because that is like not the way to do it. Favorite over, favorite over, favorite over. But that was a 40-1 shot, last 100 in the account, and now that account has 4,000. And it's like, I should be like, don't do that. But when the guy hits it, he's like, oh, see, I was right. And yes, you were right, but were you? Were you right?
The process was wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does it matter though? Do people care? Do people care about process? And I say this as a host of a radio show that's getting canceled that focuses solely on process.
There you go.
Like, that's where I'm at. I'm like, maybe it just doesn't matter.
Man. I need a minute to sit back and think about that. You're right. That's a lot. That's a lot that you just threw at me.
I know. That's where I'm at, though. That's where I'm at.
Okay, but let's think about where he is at. Where he is at, okay, I'm down $2,000. Here's my bailout. If I miss it, instead of being down just 2,000, I'm down 2,100. Do I feel like there's a difference? Probably not. And at least I think there's a chance that this one gets home. And I do believe this favorite's going to cover. And you could make cases for it. Earlier in the week, I like Detroit. I like the Rams. Did I bet either of them? No, because I'm an idiot. Because as the week goes on, I'm like, oh boy, that's a lot of points. I don't know about that. And I talked myself out of it. And this person ended up, I assume he liked them to begin with. He took the favorites and the overs, and it was unwatchable football. So what I tell a lot of people, and I don't know if this is true 100% of the time, but they want that rush. They want to hit that big winner that they see. Guys like Jersey Jerry hit with touchdown parlays, or others that do that, other kind of long shot stuff. And Jill, he does. That's not his thing. His thing is touchdowns, but it's not, oh, just a parlay. You asked the question, you kind of put him on the spot, and he put one together for you, and it hits a 35-1, which was really cool. And I'm glad to see that a lot of our listeners made money off of it. Those people put the bags of money emoji and the checkmark emoji with the wins. They don't do it with the losses. Like, we don't know about the losses. We only know about the wins, which doesn't mean that they're actually winning, doesn't mean that they're up. You know this, and I know this goes through your mind, but we don't know everything going on. Unless you're tracking them on a reputable app where you see all of the bets that are coming through, you don't really know. That's what I would say. And you get into trouble when you do that, and you're chasing that lotto ticket again and again. That can be troublesome. But what you said, it's certainly true, man. I hear you. God, it's like a gut punch on a Monday morning, as if I didn't need another one. See the snow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's just
no,
that's
it's how true.
We feel. It's true. That's how I feel today.
Kick I hear you. So are we doing the wrong thing? Is that what you're saying?
I did my favorite piece of content yesterday, and I'm sorry. I cut into your case of the Mondays a ton here.
No,
my
no, apologies. It's fine.
My favorite piece of content was one of our favorite influencers yesterday coming out and betting the Vikings because Lamar Jackson has never won in Minnesota. Oh my God. Lamar Jackson had never played in Minnesota.
In Minnesota. I saw people saying that. It pissed me off so much. Like, you're an idiot. I forgot who said it because I saw the exact same thing. Oh, he's never won there. And that's when I said, we're dead. When I saw that, I'm like, we're toast. We're toast on this.
That wage. Person is being paid to make content.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I know. I saw the exact thing. I can't place the person. I know you'll remind me during the break, and then I'll get mad all over again. I talked about the winners that I eliminated. Rough as far as that goes. I predicted this one, and I was correct. But I'm still mad at myself, even though I predicted I would make this mistake on Friday. Forgot about the Gertz fade. Forgot about it. You have NFL going on, all this stuff going on Sunday. He told us Indiana is going to get demolished by Marquette. He even threw out some player props on the show. Your final as a 2.5-point favorite, Indiana 100, Marquette 77. I don't even remember. Don't even remember what the player prop was. Do you?
I'd have to look at the game. When I see the name, I'll remember it. But he basically said this guy is not going to do anything. It was one of the Marquette players. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Oh, he said they wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, he was saying bet their unders, right?
Oh, okay. Well, he was saying that he was on Marquette for the game.
Then maybe he said to take an Indiana player under. We have to go back and check the tape. I'm sure it was this DeVries player who had 27 points for Indiana.
Oh, I'm pretty positive that it was DeVries. I'd have to
He look. Did say though, he's like, you gotta bet Marquette. Just bet Marquette. And they lost by almost 25 points.
Okay, here's another one that kind of stuck with me. And maybe I'm the old man way behind the times, not really understanding how much stuff costs in 2025. So I'm sure from time to time as a kid, you went out there and you tried to earn a buck to shovel a neighbor's snow, like an elderly neighbor or something like that. So then I saw like on a local area thing with me, with the snow coming here, everybody knew this except for Jay Kassan, that there would be a big snowstorm in the area. And the guy's got a truck. And so he can remove the snow quickly in your driveway if you need your driveway snowplowed. What do you think it costs to remove snow from somebody's driveway? If you have one of those things in the front, like it takes like 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes. He wrote down a price for a normal driveway and a three-car garage driveway. What do you think it costs?
I'm going to guess they're charging $100 now.
Oh, $100? See, that's insane. I thought $40 was a lot. I'm like, really? It's like 2 minutes of work.
It is.
Today's economy, who the hell knows? I can't wait to find out which influencer this was. I'm going to find out in 10 seconds. All right, JLC will join us next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.